Hey guys, just want to let you know the Patreon is up. Check it out, patreon.com/Beer City Media Podcast for all your extra Beer City Media needs. Now on with the show.
Welcome to the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast with Ryan Larry Springhill, Josh, the Luma Mommy herself, Miss April. Now, on today's episode, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's a therapy episode. Kitchen Studio 2022, Rad Dad 2022, gathered around the kitchen studio with the skeptic, the mom, and the beard. We're going to have a therapy episode. We're going to purge these sins and let loose the horrors of our background lives. We're just let them go.
Wow.
Let them free.
That sounds intense. I don't know if I'm ready for that.
Don't worry. We're not going to live up to it.
I need a Xanax on standby.
I just missed you guys. How you doing?
Great.
Hanging in there. Great. Hanging in there. Doing all right. Happy to be here.
Been spending most our lives in a Midwest paradise. We drink cheese and ranch dressing. I don't know.
Drink Verner's once or twice.
Yeah, exactly. Larry?
Yeah?
How are you?
Good.
All right. How's your hair?
Good.
I didn't say your hair. I meant to
say... It does look nice.
His chin... Growth. Beard? Mullet?
It's cancerous, yes. That growth is cancerous. Thank you for bringing it up.
Speaking of beards... Cancer? Josh is contemplating a beard change. We were talking about that the other day.
Yeah. There's so much, and it just gets tangled up. I get natural dreads now, even though I brush it every
beard
day.
Dreads.
Yeah.
And
it's not getting any longer. It's like at a point of stasis.
Yeah. So I've been contemplating it.
Neatly trimmed beard.
Yeah.
We were flipping through old photos of him and all the different...
Because right now you look like you don't, but you look like you'd smell like hops.
That's so niche and specific, but mm-hmm. I get it.
Yeah. I just need to put some tape on my glasses.
Now mm-hmm. you don't, but you look like
right.
you would insult someone for drinking a Miller Lite.
Just smack it out of the
Even
hand.
Though you'd like Miller Lite.
Right.
That's the thing. There was a time I would have.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There was a hot probably year and a half or 2 years.
I would have not imagined you would have been that guy.
Yeah, because
you're such like... like accepting of everybody's mm-hmm. you know thing.
Oh, that I was a total beer snob for a couple of years.
It was super obnoxious and very expensive.
In your 20s?
Late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah.
It was around the time we got married.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would go to the store and spend like $80 on a 6-pack of beer. And I'm like, man, this is great. And then one day I'm like, this is stupid. Why do I spend this much on beer?
Yeah, I see the KBS is out.
Yep.
Which is like, what, $25 for a 4-pack or something ridiculous.
I think it's legitimately like $15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kentucky breakfast stout.
Yeah, he had a moment where he was drinking like a Belly or Brown in the shower and was like, this does not track.
They're good. Yeah. I like them too.
Immediate farts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take a Rubaeus. Yeah. That's a good beer.
Yeah. But I'm not against craft beer now.
No, but don't make it your personality.
Right.
That's
some people do that.
We know somebody that was his whole life. Right.
Don't be the guy that's like, I don't know. Don't make it weird.
I need to work at a brewery now because I'm in my almost 60 and my whole personality is trying to be cool in my 30s. Yes.
It took three times for me because I used to always buy a tall, I would get a tall boy Bud Light, mm-hmm. maybe two, and we would go podcast. Mm-hmm. Me and Larry and also our friend Marty. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And every single time he's like, what are you doing? You're drinking horse piss?
Marty,
and I'm like,
yeah.
I like these.
So he's a beer snob and a board game snob?
Yes. And I love him. But God, we went to Chicago.
He's like a brother of mine. I love him to death too. But he is it's like, hey, Marty, you want to play Monopoly? And he just slams the table into the
How bring dare
up,
you?
I wouldn't even bring up Uno.
No.
We went to Chicago.
That's a child's game, Larry.
We went to Chicago first night there, and we're buying beer to, you know, drink.
Have a good time.
Have a good time. Mm-hmm. And I dared to buy some Sapporo, which I love Sapporo, but it's, you know, it's a lower ABV. Right. I can drink them and mm-hmm. kind of hang.
Yeah.
No. God forbid you just want to relax and maybe have, you know, just get a little loosey.
The problem, though, Marty didn't take into account is I don't give a fuck.
It's my favorite thing about you, Larry.
It's great when you reach the age of just not giving a fuck. Yep. Some people reach it earlier than others.
Yeah.
It took me a little longer to reach that, but...
But you're there now.
I'm there now. You know, just whatever.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm glad, though, because now, in retrospect, I just see how silly it is to be that type of person. And I also see how it can, really divide friendships mm-hmm. in a way, because it's like you
and podcasts.
Well, it's upsetting because it's like you just want to hang out with your friends. You don't want to be judged.
Yeah,
like if somebody shows up and they're not even drinking in the first place, it's like, cool, man. Like my brother,
I would have been better off not drinking than drinking a Sapporo.
I get that, but
I remember having the realization at one point that there were people that I would hang out with, friends, that the only thing that we ever did was drink or do drugs. That was the only way we were hanging out. It was mm-hmm. never, there was never once a, hey, do you want to just hang out and go bowling or something? It was drinking. And then once I stopped drinking, mm-hmm. all of a sudden I'm not getting calls anymore. And mm-hmm. it's like, what? I can't hang out with you guys just because I'm not drinking?
It's the same thing that a lot of people deal with when they have kids mm-hmm. too.
Lord, yes. Mm-hmm. Larry, I think is somebody who's an exception, but there is a lot of people that it's like, if you don't have kids.
No, I'm not trying to single Larry out.
I'm not saying you are.
I didn't even feel, I didn't feel that at all.
Oh no.
But there's a lot of people, if you have kids and you're trying to hang out with people who don't have kids, they don't get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to do the things they do. They're going to have fun and they're going to curse and do this and that, which mm-hmm. I'll do that like the best of them. But
well, for me, unlike most people, I was once a kid. So mm-hmm. I totally get it.
Wait, what?
I know, right?
I skipped
they're
that
revealing
stage.
Stuff here on the podcast.
I was highly advanced and I was born at 27 years old.
I feel like you came out of the womb with a pencil behind uh-huh, your ear and
ready to do.
And a list of things.
Yep. Ready to do algebra.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Protractor.
Yep. Yep,
and
yep,
already
yep.
measured inside the womb to see what the
hey mother. You're
I wrote a blueprint for some
long.
Updates, some remodeling.
Literally had
2.0.
had a casserole in the oven.
Yeah. Yep.
As soon mm-hmm. as you came out, mm-hmm. yeah, yep. I get it. Well, anyway,
rest in peace, Coolio.
Rest in peace, Coolio.
Yeah,
that was sad.
59.
I love the story that came out that he actually doesn't care. He stopped caring about the whole Weird Al thing.
He was like, man, that was stupid. I was stupid. I'm mad at my management because they let me say something that was stupid.
Yeah, I think a lot of people's image of him was tarnished by that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, I guess. I don't know. I think he was pretty... His outside of music, the stuff he did, I think really endeared him to people. He loved cooking.
Really?
Yeah. He had his own cooking show on YouTube. Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you'd see him on those cooking channel shows and stuff.
Yeah. I guess I can kind of get where he's coming from or was coming from back then because it was a song that had a lot of meaning to like, you know, his audience. It would have been like if Weird Al would have parodied like Changes by Tupac. Like it's such a cultural pillar that it is a little weird to, like, I can understand why he would be upset with that, but also
he could have said no.
Exactly.
He could have just said
many people did to Weird Al.
Prince and, said no all the time.
Uh-huh.
And Prince loved Weird Al.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like Paul McCartney rejected. He wanted to do, I can't remember which song it was, but he wanted to make it about food, like as he does.
Mm-hmm.
But Paul McCartney's like, well, it's got to be vegan though. It's kind of like,
right?
It's cool to be vegan, but come on, dude. It's a parody song.
Well, fun fact, Paul McCartney has been on The Simpsons, and his one stipulation for that was, because again, it was about food, Lisa Simpson had to be vegan, and she has continued to be vegan since he was on there.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Interesting. The more you know. Little factoids.
Good Lord.
Thanks.
Thanks, the Beatles.
Right?
Thanks, Wings.
It's all Yoko's fault.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but it is.
This man's a vegan, and he had a band called Wings.
Well, terrible.
Cauliflower wings.
I know.
Those are good.
They are good.
Are they?
Yeah. I love them.
I mean,
you can buy them frozen at the store or
the
B-Dub
sauce covers up like the fart taste.
See, I like cauliflower, but I know what you're saying. Yeah, it does like, have that.
Cauliflower
kind of-
tastes the way a fart smells, and I can't untaste that. Especially like if it's cooked cauliflower. Like I've had cauliflower crust pizza, and I'm like, this is great, but it tastes like someone dropped a hot fart in my mouth. And I can't get behind that. Like it's just too weird. Like I will gladly sacrifice the extra calories for gluten so that I don't have to eat fart.
And that's a B-Dub.
I mean, you're eating pizza for Christ's sake.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like, what are you saving?
Like
40 calories a slice.
I don't
really.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not like I have a gluten allergy. Like it's not like true. Why would I subject myself to that when I could just have regular crust?
If you're looking to save calories, throw the pizza into the garbage.
Yeah, exactly. Step really? One: open the don't trash and it. Throw it in. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Thin crust helps too.
Thin crust does help.
I love thin crust.
Thin crust is really good.
You know what? My lady that I love, who's been on this show before, Casey, she introduced
you love
me
her?
To.
Really?
I would
never mentioned you. Never brought it up on
brand
the show.
New
but
information.
Never would have guessed.
I love her.
Did you know he loves her?
It's so sweet.
She introduced me to banana pepper, pineapple, and Italian sausage pizza.
Oh, I would eat that.
You wouldn't think.
Not too many banana peppers.
But there's though. The banana peppers makes it more crunchy.
Uh-huh.
The Italian peppers just sets it, like the Italian sausage sets it off. And then the pineapple is like a sweetness to it.
All right. I'm sure we've talked about this before.
I'm sure we
what's
have
your
too.
Go-to toppings on a pizza?
This was a fucking moment for me.
This was a game changer.
It was because I didn't want it at all. Like even ordering it to Domino's, I was like, ugh,
it feels
banana
weird.
Peppers, pineapple.
That's good.
Like the guy on the other side of the line was like, whoa.
You want a what?
Nobody touches.
Hold
those.
On, let me tell my manager.
We have to both turn a key at the same time, press the pineapple like button.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
But no, Josh, I want to know, and April and Larry.
I feel like my taste is always changing because honestly, about a year ago, Larry turned me on to sausage and onion pizza. Oh.
Yeah.
And that's a game changer.
Yeah.
I think most times my favorite would be like a Hawaiian pizza, though. I like pineapple on pizza.
I assumed it was a Shoop thing, and now I get validation.
Yeah. I thought I knew what kind of pizza I liked until recently when my in-laws bought Jets and they got, I knew you were going to be annoyed that you didn't remember this, and they got a barbecue chicken pizza from Jets. And it's like, it's, first of all, it's Jets. So it's like the super deep,
it's the
dish.
Detroit style.
Yeah. So it's a super thick, like
crunchy,
doughy crust with a crunchy outside, thick layer of barbecue sauce, chicken, red onions that are cooked so that they're like not crunchy, but they're not soft.
They're mid-chub.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Tons of cheese and pineapple on top. And it was... Yeah.
Like you're about to go to the doctor's office, you kind of chub yourself up just to, so you don't look too pathetic.
Smack them around a little bit.
Dr. Ficklefingers has to do a quick look over.
That's right. But yeah, that pizza was like, it was so good. It frightened me.
Like Aaron brought home, it wasn't Jets. It was just a regular, you know, pizza with the barbecue chicken. Yeah. I was like, this is good.
I know, because I'm not a huge fan of tomato-based stuff, like tomato sauce on stuff. So like a pizza, obviously it's because it's pizza, but it brings like a whole new level of flavor. We've also had taco pizza before. That's really good.
We had the cheeseburger pizza
un-pizza
too.
Pizzas, yeah.
I'll tell you, this place by my house, The Mitten, which does craft pizza.
Craft so pizzas. Good.
Right.
They have the Yesterdog pizza, which is a chili hot dog pizza. It's got chili sauce, onions, hot dogs,
oh my God,
mustard, and ketchup. And it is really good.
Still have never been to Yesterdog, by the way. Anecdote.
Overrated.
Yeah, that's kind of what I gather.
I would say The Mitten would be more of a good date night for you and him.
Well, because they have pizza flights, right? Is that at The Mitten?
Yep. Yeah, they do. Yeah. So you can try a little bit of everything. Oh, I like a good margarita pizza.
They have the Mediterranean chicken at Papa Murphy's. They take and bake, and it's got that, and it's got chicken and sun-dried tomatoes and spinach and feta on a thin crust. It's like, oh, so beautiful.
Good. I'll tell you, my go-to is that sausage and onion.
Yeah.
It's so good.
With me on the Italian sausage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Love Italian sausage. And that sounds good to put the peppers on.
Banana peppers.
Yeah. I do like that.
It's a stringy pepper. So you get a little bit more rather than.
Which gives you stringier farts.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and it's a mild.
She didn't hear those.
It's a mild pepper too. Like I feel like green onion or green pepper has a real distinctive flavor. And banana pepper is a little bit more chill.
It is.
Artichoke hearts are good too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very true.
Tangy.
Well, that's been your episode. The pizza podcast.
Once again, usually it's just us three.
I know.
The triple trouble that talks food, but
it's good
to get you in on this too.
Yeah. I think a lot of it too is like when you first fall in love and you like settle down with somebody, you start to like really like expose things and it's like, by the way.
Well,
I love wings. Do you love wings and waffle fries?
Erin never had wings until she met me.
Really?
It was really?
Not something her parents ate.
That seems so strange to me, especially in the Midwest.
But then again, like wings is not something I grew up with either. Yeah. But it's not something my daddy eats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That actually leads me to a question. Because Ryan hit it on the head, like you meet somebody, and especially when you're like, when you're in love, like you start
it's almost
to,
been a year now.
You start to like the things they do, and there's stuff that you've never been around that you're exposed to. What is a food that you never would have had growing up, something that you didn't like, but somehow your significant other convinced you to try it and you actually loved it?
Guacamole.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mine.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I remember Erin introduced me to guacamole. And I was like, where has this been?
Right.
It's such a good, goddamn guacamole.
Hummus. Yeah. I'll throw hummus out there too. Mm-hmm. Another thing I never, like, where's this been?
It's going to sound stupid, but like regular cheese. Like I had a weird phobia of just like, I always thought of cheese as snot nacho cheese.
Yeah.
And I thought it was gross.
Like American slices. Snacho.
Right. Yeah. And I was like, no, take that cheese off. I'll maybe sprinkle a little Parmesan. It seems light enough. I won't even think about it. But like, until I was in this relationship in the last year, like I've actually really fucking started to appreciate good old fashioned cheese. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I know all the cheeses I like because I accidentally bit into them like at least 100 times growing up. But like,
right.
Yeah, no, cheese, I've found myself like I'm a fucking mouse right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just had we were watching Dahmer last night and eating goat cheese.
Oh, wow.
They have like the little mini goat cheese logs at Meijer. Yeah, like, and we were like,
tastes like a goat smells. I can't get over that.
I know.
It smells like piss. It's delicious.
What goats are you around?
Yeah, right? Aroused goats. Yeah, aroused goats.
I think you're milking the wrong goat, Larry.
Jenna Jameson, the goat of porn.
Boy, it took me forever to get a gallon out of that goat. The end, it was using my mouth.
Yeah, right?
So what about you, dear?
Something that you introduced me to that I...
Maybe not introduced, but something I've changed you on for food.
For food? I guess I don't really know. I feel like... can you think of anything? I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
I can think of a couple things.
What? Like what?
Goat cheese.
I ate goat cheese before you.
No, for me.
Oh.
Dum-dum.
Well, I thought we were talking about... You asked me.
Yeah, I never cared for goat cheese, wouldn't try it, but then you convinced me finally to have it. Mm-hmm. And then also, oddly specific one, but almond paste. Mm-hmm. I would never eat anything with like the almond paste in it, but being now married, to a Dutch person. Yeah.
Sorry. It's in everything.
If I have like Panera.
The Frank's Red Hot of the Netherlands, we put that shit on everything.
Oh, we put this shit on everything.
Exactly.
That and butter. Uh-huh. But yeah, like now if we have Panera and I have the choice of like a pastry, I actually really like getting like the bear claw.
Mm-hmm. With the almond.
So. Nice. Yeah. Yeah, it is interesting the way that your significant other kind of rubs off on you, especially when it comes to like...
Hey.
Yeah. Also, not a food, but I will vouch for the fact that this man loves a Biore pore strip.
Really?
Yeah. I'll get him for me, and then I put one on, and he's like...
You have any more?
Got any more of those? And we'll sit and do Biore pore strips together.
Actually our plan for...
That's our wild Friday night plan for tomorrow.
That is so awesome. Dude, I love that.
Because then you take them out and then we're like compare contrasting our Biore pore strip.
Who's got more black areas?
There he's in the corner.
Okay, so what about, if it's not food, can you think of something that I've changed you on?
I think
on the microphone.
Right. I think if you change my mind on anything, it's my opinion of video games. Because remember when we first started dating and
I loved them.
I was like, E3's fucking stupid. Now I'm like, when's E3? I can't wait to watch. Like, and wrestling. Because I never watched wrestling before you. And then you put it on that one night when I was folding laundry.
That was a bond you had with Larry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Starting the podcast.
Yeah, because like, we were recording conspiracy therapy at Larry's house. Mm-hmm. And there was this one night we were just talking about wrestling because you were late. And
what?
Like, it just one thing led to another. And we're like, we should start a wrestling podcast because there's a lot of cool stories out there.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So see? Look at you being all influential and stuff.
Bringing people together.
He's an influencer.
One Biore pore strip at a time.
I kind of love that. Larry, do you have anything like that with you and Aaron?
Is there something like super nerdy that you guys do together that you'd feel weird sharing? That's non-sexual?
I'm probably not on here.
Yeah, right. I know.
Madam, I've stuck a microphone up to my buttocks.
I probably never would have done like a 90 Day Fiance type of show.
Yeah.
You know, if it just feels...
Exploitive?
Not exploitive, just... It sounds panders. Really, really like condescending, but I was like, this is beneath me.
Well, and they do pander...
Which is totally not.
They pander to female audiences, I think. Like that's sort of where they're trying to get people to go. But certainly it's, you know...
I was like, this is dumb... TV for dumb people. Let me turn on wrestling. Like, what am I thinking? What was I thinking?
That's way more real.
Yeah.
Well, and I think the same thing. Like, Josh didn't really watch Survivor before he met me.
You
dabbled, but I've never missed an episode. I'm hardcore.
My brother, your cousin, is obsessed with Survivor.
That sounded Nick so redneck.
So much.
Your brother, cousin.
I could see.
My brother, cousin loves you.
Yeah, Nick should go on there.
He should go on there.
He would, but no, I'm telling you, if you ever want a conversation starter, that is the
one. That's the one.
They literally have finished every season of Survivor, him and Caitlin, and they are like waiting for the next season.
Nice.
We've actually talked about, you've talked to Cody LaVeau. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're like, oh my God, this dude would go on and win Survivor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
True. So, April.
Yes.
Did you have a thing you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I have a short little tidbit. Because we talked about Siegfried and Roy last week, and I feel like we have to at least attempt to tie in the therapy episode, just like, even if it's just a smidge to the previous episode. I looked up the weirdest live shows you'll only see in Vegas.
All right.
Oh, boy.
But because like Tigers.
There better be titties.
If Tigers wasn't enough, there is some very interesting stuff. There's only a couple of them, so it won't take too long. All right. And this is from Expedia.com. This is an article that they posted. Whether you have hot flashes or just like obtaining tickets to the hottest shows in town, make your way to Menopause the Musical.
You'll sweat your ass off.
The show revolves around four women who meet at a lingerie sale. The seasoned group of ladies includes a hippie, housewife, power executive, and aging soap star, and all are going through the change. Featuring remixed R&B tunes such as Stayin' Awake, it's the kind of musical that knows how to give a wink to the so-called second round of puberty in a woman's life. Will men enjoy the show? Perhaps not as much. Is it worth dragging your hubby to a performance? Oh, yes.
Ryan.
Oh, it is.
Shark Tank. Fucking worst musical I ever went to. We could have went to baseball, a gay musical, but no, we went to Shark Tank.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
That was rough.
Oh, boy. All right. Here's the next one. Oh, Lord. If you've ever been to a burlesque show and thought, there should be more zombies in this, Las Vegas is here to help. Zombie Burlesque, playing at Planet Hollywood, takes place in 1958 during the atomic era. Two singers and six dancers put on an eccentric burlesque show, which features all things sexy with a side helping of the undead. If you're into that kind of thing, it's the perfect show to get a rise out of your night.
Hey. Oh my God. I immediately had the image of just an Rob Zombie.
Just an arm falls off.
Like, I had Rob Zombie in lingerie in my head going, yeah. It's like, living dead girl.
You're getting a lap dance. It's just like.
Yep.
Sexy.
You're swinging around the nipple tassels and the whole nipple falls off.
Falls right off. Not to be confused with Leprosy, a musical.
Right, of course. Oh, God. That's on Broadway. All right.
Some of it's off Broadway.
Yeah, exactly. The next one, a dreamland of liquid and bendy limbs, is what La Rive at the Wynn is all about. The intricate show blends gymnastic with aquatic theater.
It's fucking crazy straws.
Dancers take part in everything from high dives and aerial tricks to underwater tango. While you can see the performance from the stands, the best seats in the house are available underwater. Sign up for scuba certification during your stay at the hotel and view the show from under the depths.
Take a fucking class just to see a show.
Wet and Wild, it's a show you'll want your eyes wide open
for. You know what? This actually legitimately sounds kind of cool to me.
It does, doesn't it? A little bit, yeah.
I would watch it, yeah.
Especially if you get class. Right.
I'll watch.
All right, the next one. If your dog can only fetch and shake hands, start charging him for rent. At Gregory Popovich's Comedy Pet Theater, a troupe of 10 dogs and 15 cats do a range of tricks, like walking across tight ropes, jumping rope, and playing soccer. The man of the hour, Popovich, isn't too shabby himself. He shows off a magnitude of old-fashioned clown tricks, such as juggling with the animals as his sidekicks.
Just a bunch of dead cats. He keeps dropping the dogs on their heads.
Hamsters. And balancing atop a straight ladder.
Now they're on fire.
Safe to say, it's a doggone good time.
My brother brought this up the other night. We were watching a movie and he was like, why isn't there they're obviously all circus-themed villains in Batman. Why isn't there a guy named the Juggler?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what?
That's Robin.
Ha 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 ha
Everybody knows that.
That went the way I didn't think it would, but I love it. Yep. So let's keep going.
Oh my God. All right. Last Robin. One, I promise.
Gently, Robin.
Who is that? Who's calling? Answer it on the air.
No.
Hi, Mom.
Why is she calling almost 9 o'clock at night? Okay. The last one, Josh is going to step out and take a phone call. Mm-hmm. Named after the once illegal drink, absinthe at Caesar's Palace is a naughty mix of cabaret and sensual acrobatics.
A show you won't remember.
I don't know what that means. The show takes place only a few meters away from the audience, which allows a front row view of the dancer's signature flexibility, balance, and erotic movements.
You can see labes.
Yeah, yep. Absinthe has the performers stripped to their undergarments, which makes for titillating views as shirtless men in tuxedo bows walk across tightropes, scantily clad women sing atop tables, and toned couples do acrobatics while dancing on roller skates. Take a shot of absinthe for a rush without the hangover.
Come out with a black eye. hit the eye with a nut.
Now,
Too close.
I remember reading, or because there was a music video that Trent Reznor did for The Perfect Drug, and in the music video, he drinks absinthe, and I know that it's like Edgar Allan Poe themed or whatever. Mm-hmm. Is absinthe as a liquor, is it prohibited in the country?
It is now legal, but you can't. Like, there's some ingredient that makes you hallucinate that's not allowed to be in there, I think. But it's still... It was made out of wormwood. I'm not sure if
it's... Yeah, it's like the legal question mark. Like, legal?
Did you go through your second puberty?
I did. No. Sign me up for Menopause the Musical.
Oh, I loved the cast of that too, by the way. Like the aging starlet, yeah, like the soccer mom. Uh-huh.
What was the other one? It was like a... Aging.
Oh, it was the aging starlet. The power executive.
The Joanne's Crafts
and
manager.
The hippie. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But hearing the descriptions, I was like, that's perfect.
Yep.
I got to take my mom to see that.
Oh, for sure. She would love it.
Now, before we end this and take a break, what do you guys think about Vegas? If you could like pitch a show.
Mm-hmm. Not like, Shark Tank.
Not Shark Tank, no. Or like a decent show that you could pitch in Vegas. Like if you had to sit in a boardroom and like shoot an idea, it doesn't have to go full force, but like an idea for a great show that you think a lot of people would enjoy. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be all ages because Vegas provocative. Right.
Cirque du Soleil, Passion of the Christ.
Nailed it.
You two, Rodman, Jordan. Anyway,
man, I was going to say something like, oh, how about extreme Lego building?
I was going to say naked baseball.
That works.
Ooh. Yeah, hit the ball. It's a ping pong ball and they hit it with their dongs. Actually, I think Drakass did that.
Really?
I think so.
Probably.
That's worth a Google.
Is it bad that all I can imagine is a girl like holding her vagina open like a catcher's mitt?
She's the pitcher. She's the pitcher.
Nope. We're going to have a Vegas show. It's all the Vegas ping pong pussy tricks.
Well, they can do baseball that way. They can do bowling.
I mean,
Size.
Well, it could be mini.
Mini bowling?
Yeah, like those little plastic ones you buy the kids?
Yeah.
The Beer City Media Cirque du Soleil.
Vagina Circus. Yep, that's what we put on. Just genital tricks.
Uh-huh. Who wants to play hide and seek in that vagina?
Oh my God.
Lawsuits pending. Mm-hmm.
My penis does.
You're out, sir.
No.
I'm going to make this orange disappear. Foop.
All right. I guess we'll take a break and when we come back, more stuff.
We'll be right back. in the night I'm in. Basically, I'm seeing it a lot. Before I get to sleep,
shoop, 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 kitchen studio 2022.
Who was that?
Lewis Cole.
No, that was amazing.
He's a great artist.
The bass playing on that was ridiculous.
He does all sorts of, he does Clowncore. Have you ever heard of Clown? That's him.
He does that?
That's him and his a friend. Yeah, he does the keyboard. He just plays keyboard and drums at the same time for Clowncore.
Jeez.
And that's some intense playing too. Yeah. I love Clowncore actually.
And then what's his, I think it's called Knower. This is the other band. I don't know. The guy's a genius.
Follow at Big Old Britches on everything.
That wasn't me. That was Lewis Cole. Follow him.
I'm saying follow him for great music recommendations.
Now, see, now the government's going to follow me.
Damn it!
Wait, I work for them. Never mind.
Oh, no. Shit. We've had a podcast for over 260 episodes about conspiracy.
The government's sure finally cracking. It's finally getting to me.
All right, Larry.
Yeah.
You're going to head this off?
Yeah.
All right.
We got a game here. Play some game music. Okay. This is the Twitter game.
Oh boy.
You're gonna guess who has more followers.
Hmm. Okay.
No, I'll go around the horn so everybody gets a shot at it. Ryan. Okay. Who has more followers? Does Elon Musk have more followers, or does Justin Bieber have more followers?
I'm going to go with Justin Bieber.
That'd be correct. Justin Bieber has 113.9 followers, nice. Million followers. Elon Musk has 108 million followers.
Step nice. Up your game, Tesla.
Right?
Josh.
Yes.
Who has more followers? Shakira or Bill Gates?
Those hips don't lie. I gotta go Shakira.
That'd be incorrect. Bill Gates has 60 million followers. Shakira has 53
apparently Bill
million
Gates'
followers.
Hips don't lie.
He needs a booger in his throat. Mm-hmm.
April.
Yes.
Who has more followers? Selena Gomez or Ellen DeGeneres?
Ellen.
That is correct. With 77 million followers, Selena Gomez has 66 million
nice.
Followers.
It's not shabby.
No, not at all.
I don't even think I'll ever crack 1 million.
I would be thankful if I cracked 20.
Let's do it, people. Follow April on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
At Aluma Mommy.
Yep.
Yes. Who has more followers, Ryan? Would that be Britney Spears or LeBron James?
Britney.
That is correct. 56 million. LeBron has 52
Everyone's
million.
Tuning in to see when her next mental breakdown is going to be. That's what that's for.
What topless picture is she going to post next?
All right.
She looks good for her age.
She does. She's a little...
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah, a little bit.
Cuckoo. Josh, who has more followers? Oprah Winfrey or Miley Cyrus?
You know, I'm discovering that every time I think I have it, I've been wrong on so many trivia-related things on here lately that I have to go the opposite of what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to say... You said it was Oprah and who?
Oprah or Miley Cyrus?
So I'm going to go with Oprah.
That is incorrect. Miley
God
Cyrus
damn it.
Has 46.8 million followers, while Oprah has a 43.3 million followers.
I was like, it's got to be Miley, but no, I'm always wrong.
Stupid. Can't trust my gut.
Well, I know. When you can't trust your gut, what do?
Shit yourself.
Yep. It's true.
Life advice right there. April.
The story of Josh Shoup. I didn't trust my gut, so I shit myself.
That's
a memoir.
Chapter, book one.
Well, every chapter is two.
It's going to be like the Encyclopedia Britannica.
The Encyclopedia Brown Tannica. April.
Yes.
Who has more followers, Drake or Harry Styles?
Oh, Harry Styles has to be.
That is incorrect. Drake has 39.7 million, while Harry Styles has 38.1 million.
That's close.
Was close.
Followers.
I didn't think Drake was that exciting. But I guess, to be fair, because here's kind of how I'm thinking about this, is Twitter is like the Facebook of the new generation. Like all the like millennials and older Xennials are using Twitter. Every like all the kids that are in high school right now who would like be listening to Harry Styles and like not listening to Drake are all on like Snapchat and TikTok. Like they don't use Twitter anymore.
They're not on the
Twitter
gram
is no longer
cool. They don't even use Instagram.
No, Instagram's not cool anymore. Twitter's
Snapchat
not cool anymore.
And literally
Facebook is
TikTok.
Legitimately for old people.
That's for boomers,
yeah,
for sure.
Yep.
And podcasters.
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm. All right, last round. Is anybody keeping score? Or who gives
no.
It's
we all win.
Yeah, I have the highest.
You win.
I win.
This
okay.
time you win.
That's right.
Ryan, who's got more followers, NASA or Twitter?
Hmm. NASA posts some good photos.
Twitter.
That is correct. 62.6 million to
nice.
NASA 61.7 million.
Okay, here's my redemption.
Josh, who has more followers? Soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo or Kim Kardashian?
Kim Kardashian.
That is incorrect. Cristiano
God,
Ronaldo has 103 million followers. Kim Kardashian has 73.5 million.
I hate these
games. Wow. Followers. So it wasn't even close.
And April,
yes.
Your final one.
Okay.
Who has more followers? Rihanna uh-huh. or Barack Obama?
Obama.
That is correct. Obama is the top followed person on Twitter with 133 million
nice.
Followers. Rihanna has 106.5 million followers.
Nice.
So good job,
go.
Obama.
Okay, dear. You did great. You tried your best.
Almost.
You almost got one.
I mean, it's 50-50, so I guess, yeah, technically you almost got one.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was 50-50. I mean, you should have lucked into Lana.
You would think. It's 50-50. I answered, what, three, four rounds?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are the statistics on how bad you could fail?
Not 50-50. I
mean, we're looking at it.
In real time.
Yep. It's okay.
I hate this.
Trivia is not for everyone.
Yeah, but you're...
Shut up.
Josh, you're a dad.
That has nothing to do with having educated guesses.
My favorite is when he was like, you know what?
I'm
going to go against my gut.
Yep.
And had he gone with his gut.
Oh.
But I shit myself.
Yep.
A memoir.
So before we...
With a ghost poop writer.
You're right.
Before we continue on to closing out this episode, mm-hmm. I had a question I wrote down and I wanted to ask you guys, since we are such a food related podcast, we might as well like Netflix, give us some dough. We'll mm-hmm. put on your next food related show.
Yep.
Cause here's my question.
Okay.
Top three in no order soups.
Mm.
Soup. That's a good one. I just made soup for my homemade soup for my lunches this
week. Nice. What'd you make?
I made I just threw a bunch of shit in there. There's turkey.
That's a great way to make a soup.
Turkey sausage.
Nice.
Wow. Onions.
Uh-huh.
Pepper, bell peppers, mm-hmm. Anaheim pepper,
mm-hmm.
Squash.
Nice.
And beef broth.
And see, this almost felt like more like a stew than a soup. But the broth.
Yeah, the broth.
So what would you call that, though, what he just said with the ingredients? Can you go through them really quick once again? Squash.
Onions. Celery. I forgot the celery.
Mm-hmm.
Green pepper. Anaheim pepper. and turkey sausage.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Pulaski days?
Yeah. Pulaski days, colon, the soup.
It's a colon cleanser. Very veggie heavy.
Yeah.
Top three soups.
I'm going to, I'll start.
Go.
Okay.
Clam chowder. Number one. Not the New England, not that Manhattan horse shit.
Mm-hmm.
Awful.
Never had clam chowder.
Mm, it's delish. Mm-hmm. Two, I do love a good lobster bisque.
Mm-hmm.
You can see I'm into the cream-based mm-hmm. soups. So let's change
thicker it. Soups, really.
Yeah. A good hearty soup. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I like a good vegetable soup. Just a good mm-hmm. veggie soup.
Yeah, I have to really kind of... You have to spend a little extra to get that type of a good soup.
Because mm-hmm.
I've had vegetable soups before when I've gone to like D&W or something, and then they zap it and you're like, yeah. If this was prepared a bit better.
Feels a little rushed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, question before I answer. Are we considering chili to be a soup or is that a different... I think it might be too thick.
When you go to a restaurant, it's in the soup.
It's in the part soup of category. The menu.
I'd let it fly.
Yeah. Okay. It's a soup.
But okay. You have to give, because here's the thing.
It's a good one.
People who love a good chili always need to know the specifics.
Yeah. There's literally beans, no beans is like a whole thing.
I would say I swear to God, this isn't ass kissing. The best chili I have ever had and still think about on a regular basis is the chili that Larry made and brought over to our house.
All the meats that I had
and put it in this chili.
It was white bean, I believe.
No. It was a red chili.
So I'm convinced of this. And everybody hold for a second because I want everybody to keep mm-hmm. adding to this. I'm convinced now. More so than I've ever been in my entire life, mm-hmm. that the best food you ever eat, mm-hmm. ever in your entire life, is made by people that you love.
Yep.
Yes.
Because
for sure.
It's made with love. You eat it. And it's not just like, if it was terrible, you would know right away.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're trying to poison you or there's no love in the room. It's okay, Josh.
No. I know exactly what she's thinking. She knows what I'm thinking.
But no, Casey made me a breakfast sandwich for like a good like couple weeks lately, mm-hmm. and it's the best fucking sandwich I've ever had.
Mm-hmm. He always says when I make him breakfast sandwiches, like today he made breakfast sandwiches for himself, and I said, "How are they?" And he goes, "They're okay. They're not yours." And I'm like, "You used all the exact same stuff that I use."
Yeah, but so it doesn't have that little dollop of butter underneath the crust, mm-hmm. and yeah, no. Casey said the same thing about my food for her.
Mm-hmm.
When you love some people, you prepare it as if you're the one eating it.
Mm-hmm.
And you go a little bit above and beyond because you care about them. You want them to have a little extra sustenance for the day.
Mm-hmm. People do like to know what the secret thing that you do to make it stand out. And I just put my dick in it.
This is the foreskin foreskin meat.
All I can picture is Larry standing above his thing of soup, just stirring it with his dick.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Just gyrating his hips above the soup pot.
My hips don't lie.
Meanwhile, Aaron walks behind him. Oh, making chili today.
Chili night. No, there are certain things. Like, I do the majority of the cooking because I love to do it. I get home first. It's just, I enjoy the process mm-hmm. of cooking. But there are certain things like Aaron's got to make because it's just not the same.
Mm.
Nachos.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like a really... Like, how do you screw up nachos, Larry? Right. I don't know. I just do. She just makes better nachos.
Yep.
By the way, don't microwave your nachos. Put them in the oven.
Oh, my God. Never.
Not the same.
Nope.
I mean, look, if it's just me, if I'm flying solo for the night, yeah, it's like chips, cheese, and then I mic it. And, like, that's it.
Yep.
Exactly. I mean, if you're...
We're not trying to impress anyone here.
I'm eating it over the sink.
If you're out there and you're listening... And you haven't used an oven to warm things up, it's there for a reason.
World's a difference. Yeah.
That's why we got away with not having a microwave for like 3 years because I was like, everything genuinely tastes better coming out of the microwave or out of the oven.
Oatmeal is fine. I mm-hmm. do my oatmeal in the microwave.
Oh.
Do I have a recipe for you? I made baked oatmeal for dinner and it is legitimately the best oatmeal I have ever had in my entire life.
And we put pure maple syrup.
Yeah, I got real.
On it.
Like from the tree maple syrup to put on it.
The Quaker.
Meyer's has these maple glazed pecans.
Oh.
And the maple melts if you put it in the oatmeal. Oh. And then you got that.
Yeah. I'll have to send you my recipe because well. It was yes, really please good. Do.
Yeah, we.
It was not like seconds. The. It was not the Anna's House never ending all over oatmeal.
Ryan's drooling over this.
Yeah. It was really
good. Delicious oatmeal like that.
It was
that?
Apple cinnamon. It had shredded apples
oh.
in it.
Oh.
And pecans no on the top.
And oh. yep, it had pecans on the top and brown sugar.
It is definitely soup and oatmeal weather.
Yeah, for sure.
Lately.
And it was, I'm like, I told him, this is going to be a recipe that I make frequently because I have, it's one of those recipes that you always have the stuff because it's just pantry ingredients.
Oh. Well, it was funny because it was like random because we were talking about what to have on our dinner menu. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what sounds really good to me for some reason is baked oatmeal. And she's like, I have everything. And like, we did it. We're like, holy shit, this is going to be on here all the time.
Yep. So anyway, back to soups. I'll do mine real quick because I have them all in my brain. Minestrone.
Okay.
Corn chowder.
Ooh, yeah.
Like a good, nice, smoky bacon corn chowder. Mm-hmm. And I thought I had them all in my brain. Mm-hmm.
Well, you started with chili.
You're saying chili.
Yeah, I don't know that that's something I would do.
Well, you know like what, April? Regularly. Without putting you too much on the spot, we can go around the horn after you're done and do like
when a, I think a of it, chili, I'll shout it out.
We'll do a chili kind of. Okay. Because it's a Midwest thing. Mm-hmm.
It is a Midwest thing. French onion, that was my other one. French onion.
Yeah, that is good.
Great minds think alike. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so I mess everything up. So calzone, pizza, and French toast.
I love a good pizza soup.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I mean, technically you could do it, right?
I don't see why not.
Tomato soup base, a lot of Italian seasoning, top it with cheese.
Have like dumplings in it.
Pepperoni.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dumplings for like the crust. Yeah.
We're on to something, guys.
Okay.
No. I mean, you could technically make a soup out of anything.
I mean, it's like, isn't breakfast cereal kind of like a soup?
Yeah.
It's like a cold, it's like a gazpacho, a Gestapo, whatever it is.
Gestapo.
Don't make it as if I'm actually right about something, Larry.
Right.
I mess everything up. Okay, no, realistically.
Josh, you do not mess everything up.
I'm going to say.
But not everything.
99%.
Even that math was wrong.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, no. Yeah.
Okay, math. Yeah, so we're ADDing over here.
My dad has the best broccoli cheddar soup. Broccoli cheddar
I was waiting for broccoli cheddar to walk its fat arms into this Midwest soup.
It's the fattiest of arms that's throwing it out there. Yeah, broccoli cheddar, corn chowder, and gosh, it's, I would say the loaded baked potato stew.
It's soup. It's real thick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like broth. I like having everything be thick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not a thin broth guy.
Okay.
Clam chowder.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing New England style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only way to eat that. Shit.
In case I haven't made that clear.
We're all in agreement on that.
I didn't write these down, so my apologies. But yeah, clam chowder, French onion for sure. I love a good French onion soup. And potato, what is the potato one that I like?
That's called mashed potatoes.
It's just, mashed potatoes like a potato in a bowl.
Just real thin ones.
With like bacon in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the potatoes. I think it's just called potato soup, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My stepmom makes a really good one.
Potato and leek soup. I don't know if you've had like potato leek.
Well, yeah, I stick my dick in it.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Then I leak in it.
Right.
That's how you tell. Mm-hmm. It's your thermometer.
Not a monster.
This is,
that's how we measure snow, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys.
Doesn't really work if you get more than a quarter of an inch.
It's October.
Four cocks lengths of snow.
Chilly weather is upon us. Give us your perfect seasonings. Let's all brainstorm a good chili together.
I don't like chili, though.
I'll start with this.
You don't like chili?
I hate chili.
He doesn't like beans.
Okay, so
Which, for the person who farts more than anyone I've ever met, it seems...
Your son farts more than me.
Yeah, and he's your offspring. So you made Superman. So here's the deal. Let's do a chili sans beans.
Okay.
Let's try to. Right. I know that's hard.
I know.
It is hard.
Welcome
it,
to my world, Larry. Nothing has beans.
I don't so, even like I live beans, a beanless but beans life. Belong in chili.
Right.
Yeah, I get it. I know.
They do, and chili just doesn't belong in me.
That is true. That is go. Fucking true.
Mm-hmm.
That's just fuel.
Here, I got the idea. Okay, so start. I'll just name ingredients that are not beans.
Okay.
Simple
we'll just round robin what we're going to mm-hmm. put in our chili.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
You start first.
Hamburger.
Onions.
Jalapenos.
Stew meat.
Mm.
Like slow braised chuck roast.
Carrots.
Chili?
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking soup for some reason. Because I'm thinking, I was going to be real clever and name everything for a mirepoix. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll say garlic powder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What did I say? Onions?
Mm-hmm.
Red peppers?
Mm-hmm.
Can you okay. handle peppers?
I love.
I mean,
peppers.
He said jalapenos, so you gotta your butt's
we're
better
already
be
in,
ready.
Yeah,
right.
Dude, jalapenos are not hot.
I for some people they are. Yeah. For my youngest, she's like, "Ow, yeah.
my kids
fuck
won't even
this
touch
chili."
It.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Corn.
Ooh,
it's a great bean substitute, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just
fill up that void?
Can I just interject something that happened to me the other day? That has to do with corn that made me really mad. I was in my car and driving home from Meijer. And I said, you know what I want to do? I want to listen to some music. So I said, hey, Siri, play Korn on Spotify. Because I wanted to listen to Korn.
She wanted to get her E-na-nu-wa-a-a-a.
Right. I've been on a Korn kick. So I said, hey, play Korn on Spotify. And Siri says, okay. Playing Korn on Spotify and that fucking TikTok, it's Korn, the big lump of knob started playing. And I was like,
oh
what the fuck? This is not Jonathan Davis. I was offended.
It's not cool.
This is stupid. Mm-hmm. I have like a 2-minute ride home and I just wanted to listen to like new metal. Mm-hmm. And now I have to listen to this bullshit. Okay, so anyway, you said corn.
Yes.
I will say, thanks. I will say adobo sauce, like the chipotle okay.
yep.
sauce.
That's good stuff.
Sour cream.
Mm.
Okay.
See, we haven't talked about...
There's been no beans put in this, by the way.
No, that's the point.
We went sans bean.
Yeah.
That's why we went with the corn.
Mm-hmm.
A good substitute.
It's a
you said garlic
or hominy.
Big lump of knobs.
Yeah.
It has the juice.
God.
Is it Kate? Not Cajun.
Creole?
Powder?
Yes.
Yeah.
Chili powder?
Like
chili powder. Basically chili powder.
Tony Shashries or whatever.
Mm-hmm. you got to have diced tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So your beans are being substituted by tomatoes and corn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's it'd be
it's
all right.
Texas style chili, right. I think.
I'd say you give one more.
Okay.
I've got a
you
good
give
one.
The last one.
And then we'll close it out. We're going to make it.
We're making it.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon.
You got the three meats now. Mm-hmm. That's the three meat chili.
Mm-hmm. The holy trinity.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say cheese, but I actually have... I was going to say liquid smoke.
I always feel
but
like
you have adobo in there already.
Bacon too is smoky. Yeah. You might be all right without the liquid.
You know, I think you're right. So I'm going to say some cheddar cheese.
Nice.
I like that. And you do need to have a little bit of cheese in there, but I always say that the best way to have chili is to not have all the cheese in the chili cooking.
No, it has to come in on the top.
But to be able to sprinkle it on top mm-hmm. when you're done.
Absolutely.
Yep. Crush some Fritos on top too, a little crunch.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's your Midwest Beer City Media chili. Write it down. We're trying to save you the gas.
Well.
So that you can keep it in your car and drive it home.
Hey, if there's no beans... This is a fart-free chili.
Legitimately, it would be awesome You're if one of us fart. Bought all those ingredients and made it.
I'll make it.
Aww.
That's a Someone's got to write them down though, because I don't remember.
Just a fan of the show.
Yeah, right.
Post it, or maybe we'll go back. We'll figure it out. Yep. But anyway, that's been your episode. Thank you so much for being here, folks. We love you so much. We've got a couple episodes.
Oh, Josh.
He made it so far. And, you know, we were talking about chili, and I get it.
Yeah.
I tried so far. I got so far.
But in the end, your butt will only let it go. Let it
but
go.
But in the end, all it does is splatter.
All right, I just tried to fart and I lost it all.
Linkin Fart.
Josh's new metal band. All right. Well, hey, we'll see you next week.
Does metal.
Yep.
Yeah. Does anybody have anything they want to throw out there?
Said enough.
I think you're right.
New metal?
Yep. Sorry, we love you guys. There. We'll see you next week. Have a great day.
We're sorry that you no longer need or want to or even care about you. Machines can do a better job than you, and this is what you get for asking questions. They need to agree, sacrifices must be made. Computers never go on strike. To save the working man, you gotta put him out the pasture. Looks like you have to do what you know. Doesn't it feel fulfilling to know that you, the human being, are now upset? And there's nothing in hell will let you feel about it. Super good for you. Like a piece of trash.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.